This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes back here at Greenville High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing the sectional semifinal from Bond County Unit Number 2 High School here in Greenville. Carthenville in the road blue uniforms tonight as the three seed on the bottom part of the bracket. Carthenville in red lettering across the front, white numerals trimmed in the red. Modern Day will be in the home whites. Modern Day in dark blue across the front. Dark blue numerals with the Columbia blue trim on the home whites. It will be Staten to jump for Carthenville. Thomas for Modern Day, and the Cavies will get the tap, and they will control first. Here we go. A trip to the Sweet 16 at stake here tonight. Man-to-man for Modern Day. Real spinning at the foul line. Attacks rejected in there by Thomas. Pulled down by Modern Day. Lampy lead pass to Ennis. Carthenville gets back quickly and slows up the Knights. Top of the key, Thomas for three. Rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound down to Rios, poked away, and it's going to be off of Gracie and stay with Modern Day. Your officials tonight, Todd Maxwell from Raymond, Kevin Grigg of Effingham, Dennis Shipper of Belleville. Baseline out of bounds for Modern Day. Lampy will lob it top of the key to Thomas. One dribble, left elbow, picks it up, leaves it back now for Meredith Ennis. Into the hands of Thomas. Claire holds on the left wing, being checked by Reels in the Carthenville man-to-man. Cavies must play defense without fouling here tonight. Lampy picks up the dribble. Good hedge there by Carthenville. On the right wing with Streaker. Maddie Streaker. Pass tipped. Thomas floats it up way too strong. Good recovery by Carthenville on the weak side help. Rebound down to Gracie Reels. 7:05 opening quarter. No score. Cavaliers and Modern Day. Gracie to the left elbow, cut off. Picks up the dribble, needs some assistance now. Pivots around, finds Deneve. Sarah Deneve leaves it for Staten, right side of the key. Jill off to Deneve. Sarah has a lane, pulls up off the window, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Modern Day and Lampy. She wants to push the 5'9 senior into the front court for the Knights of Breeze Modern Day. On the left wing with Lanny Kramer. Drives on Stewart and a foul on Corin Stewart. On the floor, her first, team's first, baseline out of bounds for Modern Day. It'll be Lampy to throw in. She will do so in the near corner with Thomas. Claire Thomas works on Deneve, cut off there, kicks it back out to Lampy on the left wing. Between the circles to Streaker. On the right wing now with Lanny Kramer. Kramer, top of the key, Thomas, thought about the three, decides against it. Left wing to Streaker, being guarded by Staten. Between the circles with Ennis, on the right wing with Lampy. Shannon Lampy puts it on the floor, spins away. Deneve stays right with her. Check that, Reels in the corner with Ennis. Skip pass to Kramer, Lanny Kramer. Carthenville doing a good job of staying in front of Modern Day right now. The Knights continue to work it around the perimeter. 6 minutes for the opening quarter. Lampy being guarded by Reels. Down to the right block to Thomas. Attacks, layup is good for Claire Thomas. That was a nice move from Thomas. She got a little far under the rim and had to reach back to get that off the window and down. 2-0, Modern Day with the lead, 5:45 for the quarter. Stewart for three, left it short. Rebound down to Modern Day. Baker had her fingertips on it for a moment, but Thomas able to knock it loose. Picked up off the floor by Lanny Kramer into the front court. Here's Lampy on the left wing. 5.5 minutes opening quarter. Skip pass, right corner. Here's a three for Streaker. Yes, Maddie Streaker knocks down the three ball, and it's 5-0 Breeze Modern Day. Here comes the full court press. In the backcourt with Staten. Jill gets passed and comes into the front court. Cavies need a good offensive possession here. We approach the 5-minute mark of the opening quarter. Staten attacks left side, gets to the left baseline, off to Reels in the corner. Gracie dribble drive, plays through contact, pulls up for 15, no. Rebound tapped around, Baker had it, lost it, off of Elise. It'll belong to Breeze Modern Day. Plains and Breeze Central, semifinal number 2 here in Greenville. A lot of Breeze Central fans have already made the trek over. I don't know if they're rooting for Modern Day or if they're rooting for Carthenville. I don't know if you're allowed to root for Modern Day and Breeze if you go to Central. Here, heart of the lane, Ennis rises up, left it short, rebound down to Jill Staten. 5-0, Modern Day with the lead. Jill into the front court with the left-hand bounce. Staten, top of the key, gets to the left elbow, picks up the dribble, cut off, pivots around, finds Reels. Gracie Reels on the bounce between the circles. Will reset the Carthenville offense. Gets a ball screen from Deneve, leaves it for Stewart. Corin Stewart on the attack, had it stripped off of her leg, out of bounds. The turnover gives it to Modern Day with 4:22 for the first quarter. Substitution for the Knights, Sally Albers checks in, a 6-foot junior replacing Meredith Innes. Fifth straight sectional for Breeze Mater Dei. The last two times they've been in the 2A sectional, they've won it, 17 and 18. They were 3A a year ago. Reels got her fingertips on that ball, but Lampy able to pick it up out near midcourt. Leaves it in the corner for Albers. Sally Albers holding in the right corner. Back at the volleyball spike line to Lainey Kramer. Halfway through the first quarter, 5-0 Mater Dei. Kramer on the wing with Streaker. Feeds the post down to Thomas and threw it away. Tough angle there. Good defense down the block by Elise Baker. It'll be Carletonville ball. They will work against full court pressure. Staten looking to get it in. Will do so to Corin Stewart. Mater Dei falls back into their man-to-man pressure here as Streaker will follow Stewart up the floor. Corin across the timeline into the hands of Staten on the left wing. Jill Staten keeps the bounce alive on the left wing. Now she'll work it back top of the key. 3.5 minutes, first quarter, 5-0, Mater Dei with the lead. Here's Jill Staten on the right wing. Jill wants to attack baseline, cut off, lost the handle, lost the ball, and will get a jump ball, and Mater Dei has it on the arrow. Second, Cavi turnover. Substitution for the Knights, Meredith Innes returns, and Lainey Kramer will get a breather. 3:20, first quarter, 5-0, Mater Dei with the lead. A three from Maddie Streaker, a two from Claire Tunis. Check that. Yep, Claire Tunis with the bucket. And that is out of bounds. It'll belong to Carletonville. Streaker will check out, and Lainey Kramer back in. So Mater Dei able to rotate bodies in and out, keep fresh legs on the floor at all times. Carletonville does not have that luxury. Here's Stewart out at the volleyball spike line. 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Stewart turns the corner, forces it up off the window, rattled out. And the rebound down to Mater Dei. They want to push. Here comes Kramer into the front court. Lead pass to Innes. Makes the catch, left block back to Kramer. Tunis, top of the key. 4-3. Yes. Claire Tunis has 5 points in the quarter. 8-0. Mater Dei with the lead. 2:40 for the opening quarter. Cavi still in search of their first bucket, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 2:38 for the opening quarter. Breeze Mater Dei out to an early 8-0 lead on Carletonville. This is the Class 2A Greenville sectional on WSMI. Following the Carletonville timeout, Cavies have the ball, sideline trigger, and it goes to Corin Stewart. Carletonville hasn't really been able to get too many good looks at the bucket here. Mater Dei has been contesting everything. Here's Reels on the spin, leaves it for Baker, top of the key to Deneve. Sarah wants to attack, spins middle, picks up the dribble, top of the key with Staten now. Jill gets to the right elbow, rises up, hit on the release and foul. Two free throws for Jill Staten at the 2:18 mark of the opening quarter. First foul on Breeze Mater Dei. They will get Albers on the personal. That's her first. Jill Staten at the free throw line, the 5'8 sophomore, toss good. And with that, Carletonville is on the board. 8-1 Mater Dei. Lampy out, Streaker back for the Knights. Second free throw for Jill Staten. Toss is a little bit short, and the rebound down to Albers for Mater Dei. A 7-point Knight lead. Here comes Innes. Attacks. No one got back for Carletonville. Layup missed. Rebound Tunis and fouled by Deneve. Second team foul. It'll be the first personal on Sarah. And that will send Claire Tunis to the free throw line, the 5'8 senior. Tunis' first free throw is no good. She knew it as soon as she released it. She was bending and leaning, trying to get that thing to go down. 2:09 for the first quarter. Second free throw for Tunis. Short, missed the pair, rebound down to Reels. Gracie wants to push. Here comes Reels into the front court. Slows it up now as Mater Dei gets back. On the right wing with Jill Staten. Jill gets a screen from Deneve, cut off. Here's Reels, left wing, 4-3. Missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Mater Dei. Minute 50, first quarter. Lead pass to Innes. She will slow it up, but not in time. She traveled, drugged that pivot foot. Second turnover on Mater Dei. Carletonville down only 7. They don't have a field goal in the quarter. They've had to work for every single shot they've gotten so far, and Staten going to have to use the timeout pressure in the backcourt. A minute 50 first quarter. Breeze Modern Day 8, Carlinville 1. We'll come back to the 2A sectional at Greenville following these messages on WSMI. Two commercials. What's that? I can't hear you with the commercial. Take the commercial out. What? Yes. Okay. John Kelly. Yeah. Is that good or bad? Okay, good. Yeah. Excellent. All right, I'm ready. Thank you. Out of the timeout, Carlinville gets it in. Two reels. Gracie pushes it to the front court, leaves it back for Staten. Now Stewart has it between the circles for Carlinville. Corin Stewart gets a screen from Deneve. Stewart on the left wing finds Staten. Jill for three. Left it short and the rebound down to Modern Day. Cavies rushing their shots right now. They're not getting many open looks, and when they do, they are in a little bit of a hurry, moving a little bit quicker than they're comfortable with. That is all because of Modern Day. A minute 12, first quarter. 8-1, Modern Day with the lead. Lampy finds Albers on the roll. Sally will rise up too strong. Rebound down to Jill Staten. The Carlinville defense is keeping them right in the ball game. We thought that it would. The offense needs to get into gear. 8-1, final minute, first quarter. Staten spins away from trouble, leaves it for Deneve. Sarah drives baseline, spins back middle, floats it up, missed it, gets her own rebound, attacks, count it, and a foul, Sarah Deneve. The second and third effort for Deneve puts it home. Carlinville's first field goal makes it 8-3, and a free throw coming for Deneve. Great work on the offensive boards for Sarah Deneve. Elise Baker will get a breather. Haley Wills will check in, the 5'10 senior for the Cavies. First free throw for Deneve. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Toss is too strong. And their offensive rebound down to Wills. Gets it off to Reels. Gracie attacks, rejected by Lampy down the left side. Woo! Here comes Shannon. Right down the heart of the floor. Kicks it in the corner for Ennis. Yes. Meredith Ennis. Check that. Laney Kramer with the 18-footer out of the left corner. 10-3 Modern Day. Half a minute for the first quarter and a turnover by the Cavaliers. Here comes Streaker. Long pass in the front court to Kramer. Leaves it for Tunis. Back to Streaker. Into the hands of Kramer. 18 seconds for the first quarter of play. 10-3 Modern Day with the lead and the ball. Here's Lampy on the left wing. On the right wing with Streaker. She'll tee up the three. Got it. Maddie Streaker's second triple of the quarter. 3 seconds for the quarter. Staten checks the clock. Is she going to get a shot off? Three quarters court. Lets it fly. No. After 8 minutes here in the sectional semifinal at Greenville, it is Breeze Modern Day 13. Carlinville 3. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. 8 minutes in the books here at Greenville. Breeze Modern Day leading Carlinville 13-3. The Cavaliers get the basketball to start the second quarter. Three triples in that first 8 minutes for Breeze Modern Day. Two for Maddie Streaker, including that big one at the end of the quarter to get it to a double-digit lead. Here's Reels handling on the left wing, picks up the bounce. She's in trouble. Long bounce pass head of the key to Stewart. Deneve down to Wills. Off the window. It's good for Haley Wills. Great ball movement there from the Cavaliers. Stewart to Deneve to Wills for the bucket. 13-5 Modern Day with the lead. 7.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Streaker. Drives baseline. Cut off by Deneve and a block on Sarah. Ooh, that's a tough whistle. Darren Deneve doesn't like it, and I can't say I blame him. It looked like Deneve had slid over and was in legal guarding position. She's called for the block, and that will be her first. I had a foul on her earlier. Obviously, they gave that to somebody else. Free throw for Maddie Streaker. She'll get two tosses. First one good. 7 for Streaker. Elise Baker will check back in, replacing Sarah Deneve. Second free throw for the 5'5 senior Streaker is good. 8 points for Maddie Streaker. Full court pressure now for Modern Day. Staten gets it in to Stewart. A 10-point Modern Day lead, 7-18 for the first half. Corin Stewart across the timeline. works to the left elbow, leaves it off for Reels, top of the key. Gracie Reels now. Backpedals towards the volleyball spike line. Moves to the right wing, back to the foul line. Gracie, bounce pass on the baseline. Baker, Elise, off to Stewart. Corin Stewart attacks foul line, stripped away, gets it back into the hands of Baker. Staten has it now in the left corner. 6:50 first half. Jill Staten to the left wing. Keeps the bounce alive, gets a screen for Baker. Will pop from 17. Yes, for Jill Staten. Three for Staten, her first field goal. 15-7 off the nice ball screen from Elise Baker. Now can the Cavs get a stop? Here's Streaker on the left wing being guarded by Staten. Into the hands of Innes, Meredith Innes, right wing with Laney Kramer. Kramer now, slip pass, gets to Innes, missed it, rebound tapped around, off the floor, picked up by Modern Day. Missed opportunity for Carthenville. Lampy attacks, she missed the layup, and the rebound down to Haley Wills. Good job by Wills on the inside. Cavies hanging around. We approach the six-minute mark. First half here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Here's Baker. Left side of the key. She needs some assistance. Gets it away to Gracie Reels. Gracie on the bounce now between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Inside of 6 minutes for the first half. A 15-7 modern-day lead. Here comes Reels on the attack. Missed it. Good defense in there by Innes. Might have got a piece of it. Streaker. Across the floor to Tunis. Attacks, count it, and the foul, Claire Tunis. Seven for Tunis. The foul going on Baker. As Deneve going to check back in, replacing Haley Wills. The foul on Baker is her second. Another substitution for Modern Day. Jillian Tunis will check in. Free throw for Tunis is good. Old-fashioned three-point play for Claire Tunis. 18-7, Modern Day with the lead. Carthenville has the ball. Deneve handling in the backcourt for the Cavies. Knocked away and stolen by the Knights off the window for Shannon Lampy. 20-7, Modern Day. Here comes Staten racing into the front court now. Jill Staten bounce pass to Stewart on the right wing. Corin Stewart. Leaves it for Staten. Jill, she'll fire the three. Too strong, can't get it to go. Rebound ripped away by Tunis and an outlet pass to Laney Kramer. Here comes Modern Day. 5:05 first half. A 13-point lead for the Knights. Here's Lampy at the free throw line. Leaves it in the corner for Streaker. Off to Kramer. Bounced it once, picked it up back to Streaker. Maddie on the left wing. Bounce pass to Laney Kramer. She'll bring it back between the circles. 4:45 for the first half. On a screen, Tunis wants the three, left it short and got the roll. Claire Tunis has 11 points, her second three of the ball game. Got the kind shooter's roll there, 23-7, Modern Day with the lead. 4.5 minutes first half. Jill Staten, top of the key. Cavaliers just having a rough time getting good looks at the basket. The good looks they've had early, they were rushing. Staten falling out of bounds and able to get it off of Innes just in time. It'll stay with the Cavies. 4:19 first half. Streaker will check out. Carlinville ball on the sideline. Staten gets it into Deneve. Sarah Deneve bounced it once, picked it up back to Staten. Jill Staten now right back to Deneve. Sarah drives baseline, cut off, spins back, and it's rejected in there by Lampy. Pulled down by Shannon. She will come into the front court with a pass to Innes. Meredith Innes down on the block to Tunis. That ball is deflected off of a knee. It's off of Modern Day. It'll belong to Carthenville with 4:01 to play in the first half. Maddie Streaker's rest was short. She's right back onto the floor replacing Shannon Lampy. Well, and that's the thing about this Modern Day outfit. They just rotate body after body at you. Fresh legs at all times on the floor. And with the style they play, that will wear you out. Here's Staten, left wing, gets the curl to the baseline. Now she's cut off. Deneve open for three. Sarah's three ball short, and the rebound down to Modern Day. Here comes Kramer. Her lead pass is tipped, but it goes right to Jillian Tunis. Back between the circles to Laney Kramer. In the corner it goes. With Innes on the block. Tunis. 3:25 first half of play. Claire Tunyas out top, leaves it now for Lainey Kramer. Here's Streaker. Thought about the three, decides against it. On the right side of the key with Meredith Innes. Here's Claire Tunyas on the right wing now. Finds Streaker on the curl. Blocked in there by Stewart. Pulled down by Baker. Here comes Corrin now. Numbers if they push. Lead pass, reels. Layup is too strong. She missed it. Rebound down to Claire Tunyas. Good fast break. They just couldn't capitalize. Here comes Streaker. Cut off by Staten. Leaves it back now. Top of the key, Tunyas. On the left wing with Innes. On the baseline to Streaker. Back top of the key to Claire Tunyas. 2:48 first half. And Dave Conan wants a timeout. 2:47 to play, quarter number two. Breeze Modern Day leading Carthageville 23-7. We'll come back to the Greenville sectional following these messages on WSMI. Following the Modern Day timeout, the Knights have the basketball in the front court up 23-7. They led 13-3 after one. 2:40, first half of play. Here's Lampe, left side of the key for Modern Day. Right side of the key now with Innes. Right back to Lampe, between the circles, on the right wing with Tunis. Down on the block, Innes too far under the rim, leaves it on the baseline, around and out, no good for Emma Gepke, but the offensive rebound to the Knights. They will reset out front with Maddie Streaker, on the right wing with Innes. Down on the baseline, Gepke. Her pass across the lane, deflected out by Carla DeVille. It'll stay with Modern Day. 2:14 for the first half. Between the circles, Innes. On the right wing, Tunyas. She'll fire another three. Got it again. Claire Tunyas, 14 first half points, her third triple, 26-7 Modern Day. 2 minutes first half. Here comes Jill Staten across the foul line. On the attack, yes, for Jill Staten. Jill has five, 26-9. Modern Day with the lead. Hey, shout out to Darren Deneve's son, Andrew Deneve. He's a Princeton man. Tuning in tonight out in Princeton, New Jersey. Unless he's already headed out for class. I was supposed to mention that earlier and just remember now. 90 seconds first half. On the left wing with Tunyas. Skip pass to Lampe. Shannon Lampe on the right wing. Return skip pass to Tunyas. She drives baseline off the window. It's good for Claire Tunyas. Big time move right there. She has 16. Does the 5'8 senior. 70 seconds first half. All Modern Day here in the opening two quarters of play. They lead Carthage DeVille 28-9. Jill Staten handling out front. Left side of the key, leaves it off for Deneve now. Sarah put it on the deck once, leaves it back to Staten. Jill Staten gets to the middle of the lane, draws a crowd, has the ball stripped away, and she somehow gets it off to Baker. As Staten went to the deck to get that ball back. Now Deneve on the floor to maintain possession. She gets it away to Jill Staten. 43 seconds for the first half. Staten on the attack, working on Streaker. Jill going to pull up from 16, a little bit short, and the rebound down to Modern Day. Half a minute first half. Lampe losing the handle, picked up by Reels. Lead pass to Stewart, and a foul on Lampe, and that's unfortunate because Carlinville had a breakaway layup. Instead, the foul on Modern Day will just be their second. Check that, third of the half. Look at the foul on Lampe, and that's a good foul on Lampe. Stopped the fast break. Tunyas out, Kramer back in for Modern Day. So 29.2 seconds for the first half. Carthage DeVille ball at midcourt. Staten gets it into Gracie Reels. Reels to the foul line, bounce pass to Stewart. Corrin Stewart. Probing, finds a lane, floats it up, layup too strong, missed it. Gets the rebound back, kicks to Reels. Gracie on the right wing, spins into the middle of the lane. Pivots around, looking for help, needs to get out of the lane, and she will do so now. Gets it off to Stewart, into the hands of Gracie. Reels on the left wing. 5 seconds for the half, Gracie sees it now. She's going to spin at the free throw line with two. Bounce pass, and they're not going to get a shot off. After two quarters, it is Breeze Modern Day, 28. Carthageville 9. Time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI to the ball game. So for Carthageville, they've got some work to do here. They're down 28-9. Cavies will send out Gracie Reels, Corrin Stewart, Jill Staten, Elise Baker, and Sarah Deneve. For Modern Day, they will send out Sharon Lampe, Lainey Kramer, Claire Tunyas, Meredith Innes, and Maddie Streaker. The Knights of Modern Day will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Kramer out front. Pocket picked immediately by Stewart. Corrin has a run out, rejected. Holy cow. Claire Tunyas turned on the jets and came back with the rejection. Stewart never saw her. She slowed up a little bit to get her steps right, and then Tunyas swatted it into the bleachers. Wow. Carlinville ball on the baseline. Here's Baker on the left wing. Elise back to Staten. Jill Staten wants to attack. A flop on Mater Dei frees up Staten. She leaves it back for Deneve now. Into the hands of Jill. Staten dribbling foul line and a block on Mater Dei. They flop that time too and get called for a foul. They'll be Lainey Kramer's first team foul on the Knights. The block charge, the absolute hardest call in all of sports to make. Here's Reels on the left wing. Gracie finds Stewart in the left corner. Corrin run off the three-point line. She will attack, draws the foul. Two free throws for Corrin Stewart. Second foul of the half on Mater Dei. And they're going to get the personal on Meredith Ennis. It'll send Stewart to the free throw line. Corrin has not scored yet tonight. The 5'7 senior. Toss is good. Hit a lot of the rim and drop down for Corrin. Her first point. 28-10 Mater Dei. 7:27 for the third quarter. Stewart's second free throw is short, and the rebound down to Lampe for Breeze Mater Dei. Here comes Lampe into the front court. Slows it up now just in front of the volleyball spike line. On the right wing with Maddie Streaker. Streaker, little jab step, works baseline, bounce pass back out to Tunyas. Reels almost got a fingertip on that. Here's a three ball for Ennis. Way short, rebound tipped around, eventually picked up by Carlinville. That was an air ball that almost found its way to Mater Dei. Here's Staten on the right side of the key. 6:55, third quarter. Staten crossing over, gets to the foul line. Bad bounce pass, but it's kicked out of there. Carlinville fortunate. Lampe didn't have to kick it. Saves a turnover on the Carlinville Cavaliers. It'll be Cavi ball on the baseline. 6:53, fourth quarter number three. Staten high above her head and surveying on the baseline. Gets it at the last moment to Stewart. Corrin drives baseline off to Staten. She'll take the three. Yes, Jill Staten rattles down the triple. 8 for Staten. A little 4-0 run for Carlinville to start the second half. Down by 15. 6:35 for the third. On the left wing with Lampe. Cut off there. Leaves it right wing for Streaker. Maddie Streaker. Bounce pass across the key. Lampe wants the three for the answer. Missed it. Rebound to the corner. Saved by Streaker. Off of Baker. Out of bounds. It'll be Mater Dei ball. So quick are these Mater Dei Knights. Tunyas with the chase down block earlier in the quarter. Then Streaker wins the race to the corner there. Lampe will lob it out to Tunyas, top of the key. Into the hands of Ennis. Off to Streaker. Back to Meredith Ennis on the left wing with Lainey Kramer. Kramer back to Streaker. Right back to Kramer. In the corner, Lampe drives left baseline to the rim. Blocked from behind by Deneve, but Lampe picks it back up. Follow way too strong. Gets her rebound again and a foul this time on Deneve. That'll be Sarah's second, first of the half. Oh, Carlinville had 2 to 3 opportunities to clear the glass right there and couldn't do it. 6:03 for the third quarter. Lampe at the stripe, the 5'9 senior. She has 2 points tonight. She'll get 2 tosses here. Free throw good. Breeze Mater Dei now 4 of 6 from the foul line. A 16-point lead for the Knights. Second free throw for Lampe. Good. Full court pressure now from Mater Dei. Staten gets it into Deneve in the backcourt. Sarah Deneve. Will hand off to Jill. Staten comes across the timeline with the left-hand bounce. Spinning at the free throw line, cut off there. Picks up the dribble, and she will hand off to Gracie Reels. Gracie pulls up from 12, too strong, and the rebound down to Mater Dei. 30-13, Breeze Mater Dei leading. 5:35 for the third quarter. Plains and Breeze Central up next here from Greenville. The winners will square off Thursday night in the sectional championship. Good ball movement here from Mater Dei. Streaker open for three, left it short. Rebound to the floor, going to be picked up by Jill Staten. Ennis had it, lost it with the dive, and Jill picks it up off the floor. Staten across the timeline. Works away from the ball screen, backs up towards midcourt. Now an offensive foul on Gracie Reels. That's an illegal screen. For Gracie, her first foul, second team foul of the half. Substitution for Modern Day, Innes out, and Sally Albers has checked back in. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. 30-13, Modern Day with the lead. On the left wing with Lampe. Shannon Lampe gets to the foul line. Cut off there. In the right corner it goes to Kramer. Lainey Kramer on the right wing being guarded by Stewart. Try to slip pass. Stolen by Deneve. Picked up by Baker. Her pass is tipped, but right back to Deneve. Here comes Sarah. Down the heart of the floor. Now she will slow it up and wait for Staten. Jill on the right wing. Staten bouncing on the right wing. Now she's going to attack. Gets into the paint. Has it stripped and stolen by Kramer. Good quick hands from Lainey Kramer. And now she's blocked by Stewart. Picked up underneath by Streaker. Blocked and fouled. Two free throws for Maddie Streaker in Modern Day. They'll get Jill Staten on the personal, her first. And for Streaker, her first trip to the free throw line. Check that. Not her first trip. She was 2 of 2 in the second quarter. Misses that toss. 8 points for Streaker. 17-point lead for Modern Day. Gepke back on the floor for Modern Day, replacing Tunyas. Maddie Streaker, the 5'5 senior for the Knights of Modern Day. Second free throw good. She gets 1 out of 2, 31-13. Modern Day with the lead, and they set up their full court pressure. In it goes to Corin Stewart. Stewart now comes into the front court being guarded by Streaker. Corin on the right wing with Reels. Gracie Reels on the left-hand dribble. Gets a ball screen from Deneve. Gracie top of the key, poked away, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll stay with Carthenville. Kramer almost won the race to that basketball. Staten was letting it go out of bounds wisely because she knew it was last touched by Modern Day, but Kramer sprinted over and almost got there. Halfway through the third quarter, 31-13, Modern Day with the lead. Carthenville has the ball. Here's Stewart. Left side of the key, Corin Stewart, top of the key with Staten. Back to Stewart. Corin will tee the three. Too strong, and the rebound down to Modern Day. Lainey Kramer wants to push. Poked away from Stewart, and it's going to be off of Modern Day. It'll be Carthenville ball. Great job by Corin Stewart. That is the right call. It deflected off of Kramer at the last moment. The official right on top of it. Kramer out, Streaker back in. Boy, when Maddie Streaker goes to the bench, she's there long enough to get a drink, and that's about it. No reason for even to sit down on the bench. Get the drink, back to the table you go. Here's Stewart, left elbow. Across the floor, Staten, 18-footer, short, and the rebound belongs to Gepke for Breeze Modern Day. Leaves it off for Shannon Lampe. 3:25, third quarter. Lampe will walk it into the front court for the Knights of Modern Day. On the right wing with Streaker. They lob down to Albers. Off to Innes, left block. Gepke spins back middle, puts it up too strong, and a foul on the rebound on Modern Day Albers over the back. That'll be Albers' second, third team foul of the half. It will allow Breeze Modern Day to set up their pressure. Claire Tunyas returns. She will replace Lampe. Always fresh legs on the floor for Breeze Modern Day. Lead pass over the top, tipped, eventually found its way to Stewart. Carlinville fortunate there. Modern Day had their back to the ball, otherwise they would have had an easy steal. Here's Reels on the right wing. Gracie Reels works away from the ball screen, going to pull up from 17, rattle it down. Gracie Reels has her first bucket. 16-point lead for Modern Day, 2:50 to play, third quarter. The Cavies have a little run in them here. Need to string some stops together. Here's Tunyas. Left wing Streaker for three. Yes, Maddie Streaker knocks down the triple. She has a dozen, her third three of the night, and Modern Day wants a timeout. 2:38 to play, third quarter. Breeze Modern Day leads Carthenville 34-15. This is the Class 2A Greenville Sectional on WSMI. 34-15 Modern Day. Carthenville facing the full court pressure. Ball is deflected out. It's off of Deneve. Contested there by Tunyas. Contact, no whistle, and it'll be Breeze Modern Day ball. Boy, when any time it seemed like Carthenville maybe could make a little run, Modern Day comes down and hits a big three. Maddie Streaker did it at the end of the first quarter, and she just did it a moment ago before that modern-day timeout. 34-15, the Knights with the lead and the ball. Here is Goepke down to the baseline to Kramer. Diagonal pass across the lane all alone is Ennis off the window. It's good. Meredith Ennis' first bucket, 36-15 modern day, 2:10 third quarter. Here's Jill Staten at the right elbow. She's going to fire for three. That's partially blocked, I thought, but it still got to the rim, so perhaps not. Rolls off, and on the rebound, a whistle and foul going on modern day. They're going to get Kramer clearing out. That'll be her second, team's fourth. Cavi ball, baseline, front court. Goepke out, Streaker back in for modern day. It'll be Corn Stewart to throw in. Left side of the lane, looking. Finds Staten on the left wing. Jill Staten on the bounce. Finds Stewart on the curl, deflected right back to Haley Wills. Here's Reels, has her pocket picked by Lampy. Lead pass to Streaker, then Maddie lost it out of bounds. As Staten got back there, just kind of got in the way, and that might have distracted Streaker just enough. She lost the handle and kicked it out of bounds. Staten to throw in against the full court pressure and kicked out. It'll stay with Carletonville. A minute 50, quarter number three. Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night against Penn State, 4:30 with the pregame tomorrow night on 105.3 The Ox. Illini have lost four in a row. They are in desperate need of a W. See if they can get it tomorrow night against Penn State. Here's Stewart, right side of the key for Carletonville. Thought about the three, top of the key with Deneve. Sarah will take the three. Yes, for Sarah Deneve. They'll call it a long two, toe on the line. Four for Deneve, 36-17. Modern day with the lead, 83 seconds, third quarter. Here's Lampy on the right wing. Picked up the dribble, all alone Kramer, left side, layup, she missed it. And the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Gracie pushing into the front court. She's going to fire for three, left it short. Tracks down her own rebound, though, has it in the left corner. Drives the baseline, cut off there, bounce pass out to Deneve. Carletonville will reset. Sarah, top of the key, spins away, left alone, hit on the release, and free throws for Sarah Deneve. They'll get Lampy on the personal. Clock will stop 58.6 seconds for the third quarter. Lampy second personal. Lampy, Albers, and Kramer all with two fouls for modern day. Two tosses for Sarah Deneve. First free throw for Sarah. Good. Five for Deneve. She's now one of two at the foul line. 36-18 modern day. Tanya's out. Goepke back in for the Knights. Plains and Breeze Central waiting in the wings. Second free throw for Sarah Deneve. Toss is good. Rattled it down. 6 points for Deneve. Now Carlinville showing a little pressure. One pass to midcourt. A modern day has numbers. Goepke threw it away. Looking for Ennis across the floor and airmailed the pass. Ninth modern day turnover. 52.3 seconds for the third quarter. 36-19. Modern day with the lead. Carletonville has the ball. In it goes to Deneve against the full court pressure. Back to Staten. Clock running 45 seconds for the third. Jill into the front court being checked by Kramer. Staten out front. On the right wing. Jill Staten gets a screen top of the key. Nowhere to go for Jill. Picks up the dribble. She'll find Reels on the left wing. Half a minute for the third quarter. Gracie to the foul line. Off to Deneve. Right side of the key. Sarah Deneve holding out there. Now she'll put it on the floor. Attacks poked away right to Staten. Jarred loose. Stewart going to get tied up. And the Cavaliers will have it on the arrow. You have to be strong with your dribble against this modern-day team. They have quick hands, and they are really good at just poking that ball free. Then with their fresh legs, they're able usually to be first to the basketball. Here's Stewart. Staten, top of the key with 18. Finds Baker slipping. Elise got it to go. Yes, for Elise Baker. Her first bucket, 36-21. The lead is 15. 8 seconds for the quarter. Can the Cavs get a stop here? Tanya's on the left wing with five. Here's Kramer with three. Dribble drive blocked by Baker. Picked up by Reels, and that's the quarter. A good third quarter for the Carletonville Cavaliers. After three, it is Breeze Modern Day, 36. Carletonville 21. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Carlinville wins the third quarter 12-8. Modern Day leads the game 36-21. Money quarter time. Knights get the basketball 7:45 for the sectional semifinal. The winner into the Sweet 16 Thursday night here at Greenville. Great gymnasium here in Greenville. Hats off to Joe Allstadt and everyone here at Greenville High School. Just a phenomenal job year in, year out. Here is Tunyas out at the volleyball spike line. Modern Day taking their time now. That was a real good quarter for Carlinville. Talked about a bad stretch against this Modern Day team could put you behind the eight ball, and that sort of happened for Carlinville. The second quarter did not go well. Really, it started at the end of the first quarter and then the first few minutes of the second quarter. That's what Modern Day did to Hillsboro at the Highland Tournament. 5-point game at the half, then a 21-3 margin in the third quarter. Nyjah's working clock right now. They've got Carlinville spread out, running four corners offense. Here's Lampy. High post to Tunyas. Oh, stripped away from behind by Stewart. Here comes Corin down the lane. Wraparound pass, Reels. Tough catch and took Gracie right out of bounds. Modern Day did a good job of getting back, and they forced that errant pass. 6:44 for the ball game. Pleasant Plains and Breeze Central next. In the backcourt, facing pressure, Lampy gets it away with the pass to Tunyas, all alone, Innes, back to Tunyas, off the window, she missed it, gets the rebound back, and the Knights can reset. Boy, that has happened on a number of occasions tonight where Carlinville has just not been able to secure that rebound. Here's Lampy, spins away from trouble, gets into the middle of the lane, kicks it back out to Tunyas now. Claire drives baseline, wraparound pass, Streaker, 4-3, way too strong, and the rebound down to Gracie Reels. 6-10 ball game. Here's Reels on the right wing. Boy, a three here, and things could get a little bit interesting. Here's Staten. Off to Gracie at the foul line. Gracie Reels will pull up from 15. Gracie can't get it too strong, and on the rebound, it's out to Meredith Innes for Modern Day. 5:50 ball game, a 15-point lead for Modern Day. They led by 10 after one. Here's Kramer. Into the hands of Tunyas. She tucks it under the right arm. Across the floor now with Streaker. Bounce pass to Innes out at the volleyball spike line. Modern Day showing the patience here. Working the clock. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Innes skip pass to Kramer. Laney pulls it back into the hands of Innes. Back to Kramer on the left baseline. Dumps it down to Tunyas and she's fouled. They'll get to Neve. That'll be Sarah's third. 5:18 to play, and it will send Claire Tunyas to the free throw line, the 5'8 senior. 16 points for Tunyas tonight, all in the first half. Free throw good. 17 now for Claire Tunyas. Substitution at the table for Tunyas. Second free throw for Claire. Toss is good. Hit the front rim and drop down. 18 for Claire Tunyas. Jesse Timmerman checking in, replacing Tunyas. In the backcourt, full court pressure. Deneve gets it off to Staten. 38-21, Modern Day with the lead. 5:10 ball game. Here's Staten, cut off the left baseline. She'll bring it back now to the foul line. Good job by Kramer to stay right with her. Jill Staten keeps the dribble alive. On the right wing now, poked away by Kramer, out of bounds, into the Carlinville bench. It'll stay with the Cavvies. Jill Staten, looking. Still looking, throws it right off of Kramer, heads up play there, and Carlinville will re-trigger. Threw it right off the thigh of Kramer. Now she gets it in easily to Stewart. Corin Stewart on the right wing. Gets to the right elbow. She will stop. Pop. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Baker put back. No release. Tries again and got it to go. Second field goal for Baker, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 4:47 for the ball game. Breeze Modern Day 38. Carlinville 23. We'll come back to the Greenville sectional following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Greenville High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing the sectional semifinal action with Breeze Modern Day leading Carthageville 38-23. Cavaliers now set up the full court pressure. Modern Day breaks it in. It's down the sideline. Finds Lampy at the foul line. Now Shannon will slow it up. She'll split through the double with a nice drip piece of dribbling. Now back between the circles to Claire Tunyas. The entire fourth quarter, Modern Day has just been looking to work the clock. They're not looking to score. They've had a number of times where they've gotten past their defender and had a clear lane to the basket, but they dribble it back around, pull it out, and work more clock. Foul on Carthageville's Corin Stewart, her second, team's fifth. Out front with Shannon Lampy. Volleyball spike line with Timmerman. Check that. That was Ennis. Into the hands of Claire Tunyas now. Off to Lampy. Shannon Lampy leaves it for Claire Tunyas. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. A 15-point Modern Day lead and a foul out front. They'll get it on reels. Sixth team foul. Next foul on Carthageville puts Breeze Modern Day to the free throw line. For Gracie, her second. Sideline trigger for Modern Day, and it goes to Maddie Streaker. Leaves it off for Lainey Kramer. Back to Streaker now on the right wing, and she's fouled by Staten. Second on Jill. That puts Carthageville over the limit and will send Modern Day to the free throw line. I didn't look it up, and I should have, but I'm pretty sure the last time Carthageville played in a sectional back in 2010, it was here at Greenville. The free throw for Streaker is good. That was during the Elizabeth Kelly era. Second free throw for Streaker is short. Rebound picked up by Sarah Deneve. Off to Gracie Reels. Gracie pushing into the front court now, slows it up, leaves it back for Deneve. Sarah, right side of the key, leaves it for Baker at the foul line. He leaves Baker back to Staten between the circles. 3:40 to play. Jill turns the corner, gets to the rim, countered, and the foul for Jill Staten. She has 10. And she did a great job of anticipating and then absorbing the contact. 3:39 to play. Checking in now, Jillian Tunyas, 5'5 senior for Modern Day, replacing Streaker. I think Maddie's rest this time will be a tad bit longer than the one she's received earlier. Free throw for Jill is no good, and the rebound down to Modern Day, and a foul on Sarah Deneve. So we'll walk to the other end for free throws with 3:37 to play. That is the fourth personal on Sarah Deneve. Yep, I was wrong. Streaker's right back in. It'll be Lainey Kramer coming out. I bet Maddie Streaker has checked out of the game. She's been subbed out probably seven times tonight, and she hasn't been out of the game for more than 20 seconds. And I'm not talking 20 seconds game time. I'm talking seemingly 20 seconds of actual time. The free throw for Lampy is good. Literally long enough to get hydrated and check right back in. Free throw is good for Lampy. She gets the pair. Six for Shannon Lampy. She's 4-4 from the foul line for the game. 41-25 Modern Day. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. What a great year for the Carthageville Cavaliers. Entered 28-3. Regional champs, of course. Macoupin County champs. Carthageville Holiday Tournament champs. And they won their initial Carthageville Classic as well. As Reels attacks, draws the foul. That'll be number 7 on Modern Day, and time for Carthageville to shoot bonus free throws. They avenged one of their losses to Hillsborough, got the toppers in the regional. Their other loss was to Carrollton. That's a game where Darren Deneve said, we just played bad, just plain and simple, played bad against Carrollton. And then they went to Southwestern and lost by 6. That was a night where the Cavs just couldn't get anything offensively going. They gave up 27 points on the road and lost. So those were the only 3 losses on the year. And, of course, they avenged the Southwestern loss in the Macoupin County Tournament Championship. So 2 of their 3 losses coming in, they were able to get revenge in the rematch. Free throw is no good. And the rebound down to Lampy. They missed the front end of the 1-1. 41-25, Modern Day with the lead, and now a foul on Lainey Kramer. That'll go on Corin Stewart. That's Corin's third, team's 8th. Check that, team's 9th. Sarah Deneve back in. Haley Wills will check out. 3:07 left. Breeze Central and Pleasant Plains coming up next. Free throw for Kramer is good. And whoever it is, Plains or Breeze Central, they will have their hands full with Modern Day come Thursday night. Second free throw for Kramer is short, and the rebound down to Elise Baker. Baker into the hands of Gracie Reels. Gracie comes into the front court to the foul line, rejected by Lampy. Gracie tried to pull up at the left elbow. No ball fake, and Shannon was right there for the rejection. 2:50 to play. Out front with Lampy. She will just hold now at the volleyball spike line. Carlinville comes out and pressures. Lampy puts it on the floor. Left wing with Maddie Streaker. Streaker working on Staten, spins away, back to Lampy it goes. Volleyball spike line extended right in front of the Modern Day bench. Now back between the circles, 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Meredith Innes, back to Lampy. Boys Regionals next week. You can find our broadcast schedule, WSMIRadio.com. A lot of our area teams at the Gillespie Regional, which also features Breeze Modern Day and Breeze Central. So the girls' programs could potentially meet in a sectional final. The boys' programs could potentially meet in a regional final. And they're going to bring some folks down there. Lainey Kramer all alone with the layup. She puts it in with the left hand. She was so open that time, she had to shoot it. 1:50 for the game. 44-25 Modern Day. Darren Deneve about set to empty his bench here. Here's Stewart. Finds Baker. Tipped around. Elise gets it back. Follow is short. And the rebound down to Modern Day. Claire Tunyas. Lead pass for Maddie Streaker. 95 seconds for the ball game. Innes holding out front. Puts it on the deck. Bounce pass to Lampy. Back into the hands of Tunya. She tucks it under the right arm momentarily. Back to Innes at midcourt. 83 seconds. Foul given by Baker. And that will give a chance for the Carletonville Reserves to get into the ball game here at the sectional level. It'll be 84 seconds they will remember for a long, long time. At the free throw line, Meredith Innes. Third foul on Elise Baker. Innes' free throw is no good. So the Carletonville Cavaliers, they will exit the floor. They will get a nice round of applause from the Carletonville faithful here tonight. Senior Corin Stewart, senior Sarah Deneve, senior Elise Baker playing their final game for the Cavaliers here tonight. A nice embrace over there between father and daughter, Darren and Sarah. Of course, Jill State and Gracie Reels, they will be back next year, but those three seniors will say goodbye. Free throw for Innes is good, gets the second. So on the floor for the Cavaliers, you have Faith O'Dell, Faith's a 5'7 junior. Acacia Dyer, a 5'7 freshman. Haley Wills is on the floor. Also, Melanie Murphy, a 5'9 freshman. And Morgan Carino, a 5'10 freshman. So a chance for these young cabbies to get on the floor here in a sectional semifinal. In it goes to Murphy. Murphy has it stripped away. Dyer able to track it down. Out at midcourt, Acacia Dyer handling out front. 65 seconds to play. Dyer on the bounce, crosses over, gets to the free throw line. Acacia cut off there, leaves it back for Murphy. Deflected and stolen by Megan Ortle of Breeze Modern Day. 54.2 seconds for the ball game. Congratulations to Breeze Modern Day as they will be into the Sweet 16 here in 2020. And hats off to Darren Deneve and the Carletonville Lady Cavaliers on a remarkable season that's going to come to a close in the sectional at 28-4. But they won their holiday tournament. They won the Macoupin County tournament. They won a regional tournament. Fantastic season for Carletonville. Always painful, though, when it comes to a close like this. Second free throw is no good. Rebound down to Wills for Carletonville. The 20-point lead for Modern Day right now, 44-25. Acacia Dyer, top of the key, pass is tipped around, stolen by Modern Day. 40 seconds to play. Clara Schlidroth, a 5'8 junior, into the action, leaves it off for Ortle, back to Schlidroth. 33 seconds to play. This will be our final girls basketball broadcast of the year. Of course, we still got boys to go, but our final girls game of the season here on WSMI. Hope you've enjoyed our girls basketball coverage throughout the year. This will be the final South Central team getting knocked out here tonight after a four-way tie atop the league. Three-pointer no good. Offensive rebound and putback is good for J.C. Weider. Her first bucket. 5 seconds. You'll see if Acacia Dyer can hustle and get a shot. The volleyball spike line lets it fly. Dyer, yes! Oh, Acacia canned it from the volleyball spike line as time expires. Sensational. Sensational. Actually, that was Malia Buford that canned it. Wow, that was good stuff at the volleyball spike line. 47-28 is the final. Breeze Modern Day into the Sweet 16. Carlinville season done at 28-4. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Greenville following these messages on WSMI. 47-28, Breeze Modern Day wins it. They are into the sectional championship Thursday night. They await the winner of our second semifinal between Pleasant Plains and Breeze Central. With the win, Modern Day improves to 21-8. With the loss, Carlinville season comes to a close at 28-4. Cavies were led tonight by Jill Staten's 10 points, 6 for Sarah Deneve, 2 for Haley Wills, 2 for Gracie Reels, 1 for Corin Stewart, 4 for Elise Baker, and then 3 for Malia Buford, who hit it from the volleyball spike line at the fourth quarter buzzer. Quarters of 3, 6, 12, and 7 for the Cavaliers, total of 28. Cavies finished 4 of 9 from the free throw line, and they made 2 threes on the night. For Breeze Modern Day, quarters of 13, 15, 8, and 11. They were led tonight by Claire Tunyas' 18 points, 13 for Maddie Streaker, 6 for Shannon Lampe, 5 for Lainey Kramer, 3 for Meredith Ennis, and 2 points for J.C. Weider. Modern Day hit 6 threes tonight, went 13 of 21 from the free throw line. And they are able to just continually rotate in fresh bodies, and it just wears on you with the aggressive pressuring style that they play. Carlinville had moments. That third quarter was very good for the Cavaliers. They won the third quarter 12-8. They were right in this ball game really until the second quarter. It was 10-3 late in the first. Maddie Streaker hit a three at the end of the quarter to make it 13-3. And then the first part of that second quarter is really when Breeze Modern Day created that separation and got their breathing room. They outscored Carlinville 15-6 in that second, led 28-9 at the half. Cavies got it down at one point to 15, but were never able to climb inside that in the second half. But hats off to Darren Deneve and his group of Cavaliers on a remarkable season. You go 28-4, you win 4 tournaments on the year and make it to a sectional. That is a great year no matter how you break it down. 28-4 is how the Cavie season comes to a close. 21-8 is how Breeze Modern Day will roll into the sectional championship Thursday night here at Greenville High School. We want to thank Joe Allstadt and all the folks at Greenville for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them very much for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. This concludes our girls basketball coverage for the year. It was a fun ride, a four-way tie atop the South Central Conference with Carlinville, Hillsboro, Pena, and Greenville. And the Cavies, the last South Central team standing, get knocked out tonight at the hands of Breeze Modern Day, 47-28. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Of course, we got a boys basketball doubleheader Friday night. Steve Kimbrough's final game in Nokomis. They will host Edinburgh. That'll be live at 7:30. We'll have the post-game ceremony as well. And then the second game of the doubleheader Friday, Litchfield at Hillsboro at around 9. And, of course, boys regional week starts a week from tonight. You can find our regional broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. The final one more time here from the Class 2A Greenville sectional semifinal. Breeze Modern Day beats Carlinville by the final of 47-28. For Megan Cordy, this is Tim Mize saying goodnight from Greenville.